Stormlake Radio, Ryan Thompson previewing Newell Fonda baseball with Mustangs coach Bo Darrow, coming off a district final appearance a season ago. Bo, 19-win campaign, only graduated two seniors, so I'm sure you have every reason to believe you can continue last year's success and hopefully build on that.
Yeah, it's definitely the goal, to continually improve. And, last year was, in terms of wins and losses, a good year overall. We'd like to be a little higher in the conference race. It was a good experience for our guys to get to that district finalist position, at least be in that game. And we hope to continue to build this year a little bit and gradually take some steps. Most of our core is back, losing Reed Cruz and Jordan Jones, two great players, two great guys, but we do bring back a good portion of our team.
We were talking a little bit beforehand. You said you've gotten several practices in these last couple of weeks. How do you feel about what you've seen?
Really good. I think there's a lot. We bring back, I think, what you would consider seven or eight varsity players from the past few years, guys that have played a lot together with our senior class, having all started as freshmen. And now we have a good group of youth there as well. There's a lot of young talent to push those guys, and I've been pretty happy with what we've seen, and we're looking forward to next Monday, getting out there and really seeing what we're made of against a good NMC team.
Yep, that's when the season gets underway and you start playing for keeps. Maybe you'd like to see a little better hitting numbers with so many returning. Is that in itself a recipe for better offense, do you feel? And hopefully the off-season work in that regard has gone well.
Absolutely. We've really worked on, throughout the off-season, those open gyms, those guys come in and hit, and we've worked on developing some good young pitchers. I think we have a lot of guys that can take the mound for us, but, offensively, we want to continue to raise those numbers and, put pressure on the opposing team. So certainly with the experience we have and the work we've done, we hope that those numbers can climb.
All right, so let's transition into pitching. Nate Peterson has to be considered your main workhorse, but you've got a lot of other options too.
Yeah, Nate has been going through some injuries here, not anything major, but he's been coming off some stuff. But we also have guys like R.J. Rojas, Jesse Heck, Taylor Herrick, Cody Voss, guys that have thrown a lot of innings for us. We have some young guys like Bryce Kopic, Hogan Henrich, a move-in for us. There's some freshmen that might get some work, Tanner Gerke, Gabe Sievers, Alex Spengler, Jake DeMay. So there's a lot of leeway in there, and a lot of those guys are pretty even. And should be able to get some work in there for us. But our top five, being Nate, RJ, Cody, Taylor, and Jesse, should be guys that we rely on all year.
You led the Twin Lakes Conference in steals a season ago. We're in the upper echelon in the state there. I'm sure that's going to be a strong part of your game once again.
Yeah, that's kind of a foundation of our offense. We have the athletes to do it, and our guys have a good understanding of how we want to go about that process and to make that a weapon in every single game. So certainly we've been repping those things and going through some of those scheme things with them, and we hope to again be up there.
Anything else it's going to take, do you feel, to take a step forward this season?
Consistency. Baseball's a long season. It's a grind. And, when you play 4 to 6 games in a week, depending on your schedule, you really can't have a lapse if you want to make those strides and be a top team. So just consistency. I expect with the seniority we have on our team that our levels of confidence and maturity are always up at the highest of levels we expect most of ourselves. And so, it's one of those games where if you have a off day, it's going to cost you as a player and a team, and you have to erase that memory and go play the next game and be consistent again.
And you said you'd like to make a move up in the Twin Lakes Conference standings this year. Sioux Central and Altarelli, who shared the crown a season ago, they've both got some pieces back to work with, and Pocahontas area looks awfully tough bringing their whole team back.
Yeah, certainly. Talk about it every year, but it is really a league where anyone can beat anyone any given night. You got the two returning champions in Alta and Sioux Central that Alta brings back their ace and a lot of good players. Pokey brings back everybody from a 20-win team last year. Mm-hmm. Sioux Central has two great pitchers back. every South Central Calhoun brings back basically everybody. They bring back their ace. Yep. Southeast Valley brings back their ace. You know, so as you look around the conference, there's really a lot of good talent coming back, and that's what makes it a great race as we get going this year, and it's exciting to see where the pieces fall.
And as you said, a week from now, on Monday, May 21st, you'll open up playing at home against MMCRU. That's Newell Fonda Baseball Chatter with Coach Bo Darrow. Thanks a lot for the time, Bo, and all the best, and look forward to seeing you down the line.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it, Ryan.